This is Jamie Spence Freeman, and I'm here with Jordan Cadle, who just won the 2014 AgriScience Research Plant Systems Proficiency. Jordan, congratulations.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Now, Jordan, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
I grew up in a rural town in Paley, Indiana. It's about 55 miles here from Louisville, Kentucky, on a small family farm, just my granddad and my father. And we put out many different row crops, and then we have about 500 head of dairy beef steers we buy as bottle calves and finish them out.
Okay, now tell me about your SAE and what you did specifically to get to this point.
My SAE has a couple of different phases to it, but basically all has to deal with resource allocation for small farmers in order to become competitive with the consolidated farms today. And so in the first phase, I really look at how I can use double crop systems to maximize my small land and to make an income. And so I, at the beginning, looked at the second end of that system, in which I use a forage crop, and trying to figure out when I mix different forages, which has the most cost-effective total digestible nutrients, so that way I can get the most out of my land. And then in the later years, I looked at the front end of that experiment, in which I tried to figure out how can I increase that cereal grain yield, and using resources I already have. And so I did that through using milk applications to the foliar leaf of the wheat plant. And the idea is that I'm giving it energy and I'm creating a sunscreen on the leaf plant so it doesn't degrade with the radiation in the summer. And that way my plant can produce more, and I've created more using materials I already have on the farm.
Now, I know you've given me a basic overview, but what are some of the specific crops that you use? What do you grow that out there in Indiana?
The wheat is soft red winter wheat is primarily what I worked with. I did a little bit with some barley. I did a little bit with some corn, kind of as a side study, not really in the double crop system. And then with the forages, I really looked a lot at pearl millet, lespediza, and different kinds of Sudan grass, and finding that how to get forages established in a pre-existing stand of a cereal grain in hot summer temperatures was difficult for some species, and figuring out the blend of the right species to get both volume and total nutrition.
Now, Jordan, have you graduated high school? And if so, where are you attending college? What are you studying? And what do you plan to do with your degree?
I graduated high school last May, and I'm attending Purdue University now. I transferred about 40 credits in from high school, so I'm classified as a junior at this point, and I'm studying agricultural economics, in which I'm trying to figure out how I can make my small business, using the research I have already done, more resource efficient, and that way I can return to the family farm and hopefully keep the legacy going.
Tell me what it feels like to win on a national level with your proficiency.
It's quite an honor. I had won at many different national and international science fairs in the last several years, but I had never, a lot of those were theoretical science based, and so this is really the first science project I've had that is directly applicable to wide-scale agricultural usage on the farm. And so being able to be recognized in front of my peers for direct usage of my research in agriculture is very, very fun and exciting.
Now, Jordan, is there anybody specific that you want to thank that helped get you to this point?
I really want to thank my parents. They've helped me quite a bit. Just having the farm available was very nice to be able to go out and just pick a field and do my research in. I had some advisors that were very helpful in helping me file paperwork. There was a lot of paperwork to get to this point. They were always good to make sure it was submitted plenty ahead of time, so there was time to allow for corrections. And just getting me to all the locations in a decent manner was very, very crucial in this process.
Okay, well, Jordan, again, congratulations on this honor, and thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Thank you. It's been quite a pleasure.
The AgriScience Research Plant Systems Proficiency is sponsored by the FMC Corporation Agriculture Products Division and Monsanto. For FFA Today, this is Jamie Freeman.